GenCorp,
mostly shitposts, sometimes news.
Alright, welcome to episode 1 of GenCorp Podcast. So, for today, we'll be covering top 5 and worst 5 DX toys of the Kamen Rider series. We have two guests. One will be Daniel Shafiq.
Hi.
And Hersey Japan Boy.
Hey guys, a boy, Hersey Japan Boy.
Okay, so let's begin with the top 5 toys. For number 5, top DX toy, we have the Sengoku Driver.
Okay, Sengoku Driver, reasons why we put it at top 5 is because the Sengoku Driver is known to be very customizable. It yeah. goes well, and almost every rider in Gundam series uses a Sengoku Driver. So, it's quite efficient, I guess, in a way, you can say. It's very customizable, so if you happen to have any sort of like rider of your own from the Gundam series, you can even make the faceplate for your own if you wanted to.
Yes.
You also have the option of what's the other driver called?
The Genesis driver.
The Genesis driver. Yeah, you have the Genesis driver's core, which you can attach to the side as well, and also the Kiwami slot as well. So Sengoku driver has like a lot of playability, and it's very fun to use. That's probably the reason why we put it up there.
Yes, and I would like to add on that for the Sengoku Driver, right? It was one of the only DX toys where after its first batch release, prices skyrocket. You can't find one at the normal price. People were scalping. They would buy and sell at probably 50% profit. Yeah, it's crazy. Okay, moving on. Next one. Ryuki. The Ryuki toy line. So for the Ryuki toy line, we have like, okay, it's based on cards. So we have your driver and we have your deck. So you would slot it into your belt.
Yep.
There are different designs for each of the 13 riders.
Yes.
Yeah, and not to say that they have their respective weapons where you could scan the cards for your sword vent, blah, 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 guard vent. Yeah. It's pretty short, but it's, yeah. Okay, moving on. Blade. Okay, Hersey.
Blade.
Yes.
Wow. Blade.
Number 3. Blade.
Okay. For Kamen Rider Blade, I think the way they use their cards. I like the fan.
What fan?
No, when you keep a card.
Oh yeah, when you read the card around.
Yeah, that's a fan. It's like a I guess you can say it's kind of how's it?
It's kind of for the style.
Yeah.
It's kind of stylish.
Yeah, it's stylish. Yeah, correct. But compared, that's the best thing about the Blade series compared to the one for Chalice and I think Lianger, which is on the side belt strap.
Which you have a side card deck for Chalice and Lianger. Yeah. But which in your opinion, which of the Blade toy would you like?
Which
is your favorite Blade toy?
Okay, favorite Blade toy would be Lianger. No, it's not Lianger. It's Blade and Garen. Just because it's the open up feature.
Yeah.
With the audio saying open up.
No, that's turn up.
Open up, turn up, turn up. Yes.
Yeah, turn up.
My bad. Dude. All right.
Terrible. Percy is terrible.
Yes.
All right. Moving on. Number 2 best DX toy line, so or toy, but for this one, we feel that the later series 01, it takes the spot for number 2. Well, why?
Okay, well, for 01, the toy line especially, you have a total of about eight belts.
As of now, we're not even mid season yet.
Yeah, we haven't reached mid season. But the good thing about it is that the small little accessories, the progress key. Yeah, the progress key goes well with all of the drivers, and they feel good, and it's just amazing how they incorporate the scanning and whatsoever.
It's a cassette in a way, but they turn it into an original idea, which is kind of cool. They call itself a key, but it doesn't look like a key, but still it works. It works in every driver, which is one of the best things.
Yeah, not to mention, right, you realize that for the 01 driver, we're not just talking about the gimmicks, we're talking about the design-wise. It's a very good design, I feel. If you compare to drivers like
Drive.
The build driver.
Yeah, build driver.
The build driver and the drive driver. How is it? It's ugly. Yeah, it's ugly. Yeah, it's terrible.
And then you have things like the exit, the gamer driver, which is too big, and the Forza driver being too big as well.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to our number one spot in the Kamen Rider DX toy lines, Kamen Rider Fies.
Oof.
Complete.
Yes, complete.
Complete.
For the Kamen Rider Fies toy lines, you realize when you want to buy it online, it is very expensive. Like, you can never find one that's at its stock price. You know, your recommended retail prices? No. When it goes out of stock, okay, we have the CS, was it Olga?
CS Olga.
Yes, look at the CS Olga. During its release, it was released for about maybe $300. But now it's $800. What the fuck?
Okay, I'm gonna censor that.
Yeah, but okay, I kinda lost the plot, bro.
Yeah, well, the Fi series, well, because of the gadgets that they carry on, I don't know what they call it, but they're just all the stupid gadgets that they have.
Yeah.
It's very nice how they incorporate everything together with the phone and with the fire shot and everything. Mm. And now that they released the CSM version, it only makes it even more perfect.
And what's more is that they have their own suitcase where you can store everything inside the suitcase.
Yeah.
Which it feels like you are you are in a company at the same time.
Was the suitcase official?
Fan-made. You have to make
your own.
Oh, it's fan-made.
I believe so.
Because they don't release it. Like, they release a toy line
for
version.
For DX, I'm not sure. There's DX.
They had a Fice, like a full case for a Fice set. But that one is only for the DX version. Yeah, which is that one. Oh, wow.
They did release
for CSM. Yes.
Okay, so they did release suitcases for... Yeah, it's official. The suitcase is official.
This is official?
Yes, this is official.
CSM.
I need it.
Yes.
CSM or DX. Wow.
Yes.
I need it for my Delta Gear.
Alright. Moving on. We have the top 5 terrible DX toys. Number 5. Mega Uloder by Kamen Rider.
Necrom.
Oh, magic.
Thank God.
Here's you can take this one.
Oh, why? Okay.
I think you can take this
one. Oh, okay. Explain. Mega Uloder is actually a interesting henshin device for Kamen Rider Necrom. Okay, the first thing is because it's on a wrist. It's a brace henshin device. One thing is it's bulky.
Yeah.
When it's on your arm, when it's flip up or horizontally, it looks kind of weird.
Yeah. If you had the toy of it, actually, when you flip it upwards, it kind of feels like it's tilting.
It's kind of heavy, man.
Yeah.
On your wrist.
Yeah, if you wanted to it not to move, you have to really tighten up the wrist.
The idea is good, but then the
execution was terrible.
Yes, correct.
Yes, terrible execution. Great idea. He just looks like Ben 10.
Yeah. Honestly, the wrist strap needs to be Velcro instead. That would have been more fine.
Yeah.
Velcro, okay.
All right, moving on. Number 4 terrible toy from the Kamen Rider series, the Drive Driver by Kamen Driver Drive.
Oh, yeah.
You get it?
Drive.
He doesn't have a bike. All right. So.
Okay, the Drive Driver. Okay, it's one of the few drivers that is wirelessly connected.
Yes.
And it's also, I guess, what's sort of the prototype before Fi's CSM came out.
Yeah.
It's fine, but the problem with it is that every time you want to do something, there's a lot of things you need to do. Turn the lever, push the shift car and whatnot, and it's not exactly like good in that sense. It's sometimes really
okay for most Kamen Riders series with gimmicks. Usually the gimmicks has got to do something with their drivers, but for Drive, you just turn the key and your brace is everything that you are gonna do with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And to be honest, right, I know a few people who are collectors of Kamen Rider DX toys. They all told me that they didn't feel like collecting the shift cars because the gimmick was just terrible.
Yeah, especially if you had a Trideron shift car, the sound was just terrible. You can't hear it. It was like washed over by the driver itself.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to number 3, worst DX toy. We have. Let me re-record it.
Yo's not smooth at all.
Okay. Moving on to number 3 of terrible DX toys from the Kamen Rider series, we have the Gamer Driver. Oh shit, man, the Gamer Driver.
I think we all have something to say about it, right?
Yeah, we all. But okay, let me just give you a summary. Number 1, it's bulky. Number 2, it's terrible. It's just a piece of plastic with a mirror in it. Like, what the fuck, man?
Mm.
And that's it, yeah.
And just open and close.
Yeah.
Open and close.
Well, okay, what do you do with the Gamer Driver? Number 1, you slot in your gashat. Number 2, you open and close the lever. What the fuck was that, man? It's so bulky. You don't even have any electronics in that belt.
Yeah. Like, for a game team, I think like the driver could make use of like game controls where it has all the buttons and stuff.
Yeah, like so, the finishing slot actually have the stage select and sound.
Yes, correct. Like so the Gamer Driver is a bit...
So much potential, but
wasted.
Another wasted execution. Yes.
Yeah, the only thing I enjoyed from it was the mirror reflection, which is, okay, that's quite questionable.
Yes.
Yeah, but for level 1, like you see they have the rider's design right there inside the belt.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is nice. Then you have the level 3, which is supposed to be like...
Yes.
Okay, the original idea that I understood last time when they did the concept was that the level 3 was supposed to show like, okay, Gekitos robot has the left arm.
Yes.
Yeah. It's supposedly when overlap. You put it in, it's supposed to overlap and show it in a level 3 form, but instead it's just a background overlay.
The back, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just sad. It's just really sad, honestly.
Oh my god. Okay,
Thanks.
Okay. Moving on to the number 2 terrible Kamen Rider DX toy. Alright, so for our number 2, right, we have a small exception. It's not DX, but it's from Kamen Rider Dragon Knight. Kamen Rider Dragon Knight. Together we can find a fight. Yeah, okay. Why is the Dragon Knight toy line terrible compared to the Ryuki one? Alright, you gotta look at it this way. Kamen Rider Dragon Knight, the series, it flopped not because the series was bad, but because the toy line failed. They had a cancelled movie as well. The series was cancelled towards the end and they didn't show it on TV until as of recent. Look at it. Comparing to the Ryuki belt, right? The Dragon Knight toy line uses cardboard for their decks. So you have your belt, you have a single black colored deck case, and you have a cardboard card to slot it into the black case to have the Dragon Knight design, you know, the Ryuki design, the Wing Knight design, whatever. It's just terrible. If it was an acrylic plastic, there'll be a perfect execution, but cardboard, that's just cheap, man.
Too cheap.
It's way too cheap.
Yeah.
So it feels like the toy line didn't do well in terms of sales. Not just because of that, but for the cardboard.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Alright, you gotta look at it this way. For the toy line, right, it failed not just because of terrible execution, but look at it this way. There was so much wasted sales potential. You had your cardboard to be slided into your black deck case, but that cardboard, you could flip it around and it has another rider on it. Like, if they were to separate it and sell it with other toys, they would have made so much more money, but nah, wasted. Terrible. Nobody wants to buy them.
Yeah.
Alright. Our number one worst terrible toy of all. This Clash Driver. I don't even want to talk about it. Please, you guys talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
It's Clash Driver. Wow. Okay.
It doesn't exist in my head. Okay.
Yeah.
No. Okay. The Clash Driver. In terms of the look, it has. You feel like it's gonna do something more, but it's just benching the driver. Yeah. Then that's it. I feel like it could do more. Just that it has wasted potential.
Yeah, toy quality wise or so, you get the Splash Jelly,
mm.
which is good. But my concern with, because I have a Splash Driver, my concern was that if I keep trying to press down, I would just end up breaking the thing. So
yeah, even though it's punched, but then the plastic cover, the front that's covering the sponge, you make. I'm not sure. Does it?
Yeah, it's squishable.
I mean, does the plastic bends? Does the plastic?
Oh, it bends, but it bends in kind of a very painful sound.
Yes, see, that's one thing of this Clash Driver. Yeah, I mean, the idea of of the driver using a wrench is a good idea, but just that I feel like it could do more. They could add in more stuff. They could add in like, you know, like guy in Kiwami where you add in the what do you call it, the extra slots.
Yeah.
You add on stuff. So I feel like the sludge driver could make use of that.
Yeah, I think, okay, because we look at the toys not like from the show standpoint, we're looking at it as a toy itself. So yeah, that's why I say with the Splash Jelly being kind of worrisome, that's the reason why. And yeah, it doesn't really scan like all of the bottles anyways.
It doesn't reach all
so
the bottles.
It's kind of, it really loses a lot of points there.
Yeah, that's why it's the lowest in our list.
You know, I said that I didn't want in on this topic of the Splash Runner because it's so terrible, but I gotta say this one thing.
Yeah.
You know the sponge?
Mm-hmm.
The plastic film covering it, it tears apart after you use it for a certain amount of time. It's terrible. Yes, it does.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't scratch mine.
Yeah, man. And you see the thing is, cross charge, was it? Yeah, cross charge. How many times did he use that? How many times did Banjo use the Splash Driver?
Did he even use any finisher, like his actual finisher on him, the belt itself, rather than the Twin Breaker? I know he does.
I think he does.
I think so.
Yes,
but
yes, not for his rider kick.
Not a lot.
He
doesn't use a lot.
He uses the Splash Driver for a certain amount of time. Yeah, I mean, it got destroyed. Yeah, correct. We know that.
Didn't they build it like afterwards, like for the Zio movies? He had his Splash Driver.
Yeah,
again.
But he doesn't use it ever again in the series. What a waste of the form. They built a suit just to sell a toy.
Yeah, they hyped it up. They say, oh, if you keep using the Splash Driver, you'll go berserk.
Okay, that wraps it up on this podcast episode of Top 5 Best Toys and Top 5 Terrible Toys in the Kamen Rider toy line. But just a disclaimer, all these toys that are listed on this episode, it's all our opinions. It's not a fact. It's opinionated as fuck.
Yeah, if you like the stuff, we don't like it. That's your choice.
Yeah, if you like the stuff, then yeah, we're happy. Like, it's
yeah.
Kamen Rider. Yeah, we
yeah.
don't have to hate any of the things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... thanks, Jose, for coming aboard.
Thank you for inviting me.
And thanks, Daniel.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and I'd like to thank these two fellas for joining me on the podcast. They had to travel a really long way to come here. Yeah, and we'll see you next episode in GenCorp Podcast.